Mexico's Vice Minister for Multilateral Affairs and Human Rights, Juan M. Gomez Robledo, was in Rome this week for consultations with the offices of various international agencies based in the city, as well as for meetings with officials in the Roman Curia. He spoke with Chris Altieri about the relationship between the Holy See and his country.
You know, the Holy See is a very active observer at the United Nations and also the Organization of American States. And we do work together on a variety of topics, for instance, on the disarmament and arms control agenda, on human rights and social issues, on issues also that deal with development. And we do sit together on a regular basis just to review things that are on the agenda at the UN and to plan for a future cooperative action. These were the topics that I raised with the Secretary for the Relations with States, Monsignor Mamberti. I also met with Cardinal Velio from the Council for the Migrants. And I just met with the Secretary of the Council for Justice and Peace.
Can you give us a picture of some of the more specific areas of concern? You mentioned migrants and justice and peace, and migration right now is a topic that's of great concern for Mexico.
It is. It is indeed. And we are very much involved in preparing for the next high-level dialogue at the General Assembly at the United Nations on migration and development. That dialogue was made for the last time in 2006. We now need to assess whether the global fora on migration and development have been successful in putting in at the center of the multilateral agenda issues pertaining to migration. And in preparing for that high-level meeting in September, we are working with the Holy See in making sure that in the future migration will be a central part of the UN agenda.
The whole world right now is on tenterhooks, watching the situation in on the Korean Peninsula. And I mention this because you brought up collaborative efforts on disarmament. Without addressing the specific politics of the issue, can you talk maybe a little bit about how you see your collaborative work with the Holy See in the broader context of the international community's efforts to secure peace?
Well, we have been always very close with the Holy See on this issue. Not only have we been active participants in all negotiations dealing with nuclear disarmament, but only a week ago, we managed to have the arms trade treaty passed by the General Assembly. And this is a very concrete field on which we work with the Holy See. There is a huge challenge when it comes to regulating the trade of conventional weapons. And I think we really made a step forward in the right direction by securing the adoption of the treaty, even if, of course, three member states did oppose to its adoption by the diplomatic conference and later voted against at the General Assembly. And this is, of course, very much related. The opposition of at least one of them is very much related to what's going on in the Korean Peninsula. But we think that we continue promoting dialogue and confidence-building measures among the parties. In the medium and long run, we may find a peaceful settlement to the dispute that exists in the peninsula. What we need to do for the time being is to avoid the increasing of the tensions in the region.
in a general way, how do you understand the international communities? Now, you talked about the legislative, but I mean, is there a moral weight to the voice of the international community? And do you think that the Holy See has a role to play in unifying that voice, as it were, in consensus building of the kind that?
Indeed, the Holy See conveys very important messages that are enshrined in universal values, and those values are embedded in the work of the United Nations. They are part of what the UN Charter is all about, and the role of the Holy See is as an observer. Is absolutely essential to bridging gaps and promoting consensus on very important issues that deal with social development and with the protection of human rights largely.
You mentioned the high-level dialogue on migration. What are some of the other areas where you're working closely together?
Well, we are already preparing also for the next agenda for development, the agenda that will replace the present MDGs, the Millennium Development Goals, which will end in 2015, and they need to be replaced by a new program, a new set of goals for sustainable development. And in that context, we need to make sure that the dimension of migration is brought into that agenda, or that the issues pertaining to peoples, indigenous peoples, or persons with disabilities are also included or integrated into the development agenda. And on all these issues, we do share values and goals with the Holy See.
In fact, in the statements of recent popes, one of the constant themes has been the need to recover the moral dimension of integral development, and that we need to, not without discounting the importance of actually, having concrete programs, to get away from the idea that our problems can be fixed by, with technocratic means. And so I'm wondering how that sort of refrain has, whether and to what extent that refrain has informed your own thinking and action.
It's absolutely pertinent. I think that we have wasted time and resources by promoting only a sort of development which is not human-centered, I would say. And we have realized that we cannot have any meaningful strategy for development if it doesn't start from the basic needs of the human being, and it has to look at the human being as in its integrality, and it has to cover not only the physical but also the more spiritual needs of individuals. And I think that there is a great deal of consciousness right now on this integral part of any development agenda.
What are you going to be bringing back from your meetings, especially your meetings with the Holy See?
Well, a sense of the closeness of our ties, a commitment to continue working together and consulting each other on issues that need to be further discussed at the UN, where in certain areas there is a lack of consensus. This was also an opportunity to brief the authorities of the Holy See on Mexico's improvements on the protection of human rights and how we are dealing with our democracy and promoting the rule of law in Mexico. We also talked about how we are doing in terms of our economic development. Mexico is doing very well now, and we want to be a global player that which takes very seriously its responsibilities on the global stage. And this is why we are a very active participant at the UN. We recently were an elected member of the Security Council, and we want to continue playing our role.